Let us worship God and sing to his praise in Psalm 26 from the beginning, verses 1 to verse 8. 26, 1 to 8. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I trusted also in the Lord, slide therefore shall not I. Examine me and do me prove, try heart and reins, O God. For thy love is before mine eyes, thy truth's path I have trod. With persons vain I have not sat, nor with dissemblers gone. The assembly of ill men I hate, to sit with such I shun. Mine hands in innocence, O Lord, I'll wash and purify. So to thine holy altar go, and compass it will I. That I with voice of thanksgiving may publish and declare, and tell of all thy mighty works that great and wondrous are. The habitation of thy house, Lord, I have loved well. Yea, in that place I do delight, where doth thine honour dwell. 26, 1 to 8, judge me, O Lord. Bless thee that we are found once again around thy word in thy house, and that thy people love thy house. They love the meeting of thine own together. They love being able to sing thy praise, to read thy word and meditate upon it. They are those who have come to love thee, the living and the true God. And they do so with an awareness at the same time of the great gulf that exists between themselves and thee. But they are so thankful that that great gulf has been bridged by the man at thy right hand, that thy beloved Son took our nature and that he came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. And they are thankful tonight, O Lord God, that they are found amongst those who have been found, and that they were once lost and once blind, but they now see. And one thing that is true of all those who have come to know thee is they have come to realize that they could never have found thee of themselves, that it was by and through the work of thy Holy Spirit that they desired thee in the first place, that they sought forgiveness for their sins, and they cast themselves upon thee, learning and knowing now that thou dost care for them. And they say with another, "What shall I render to the Lord for all his gifts to me?" Indeed, they go on to say, "I love salvation, take the cup. On God's name will I call. I'll pay my vows now to the Lord before his people all." And so, most holy God, we pray tonight that we would have that sense of thy presence amongst us, that we would be able to say that we met with thee in thy word, that we can say as we leave this place later on that was good for us to be here, that this was indeed the house of God. And it is but an empty building, O Lord, except that thou art here. And while it may be full with those who have come, and yet even that fullness would be of no consequence, except the Lord be here. But we believe that thou wilt be, as thou hast promised, where the two or three gather together in thy name. And so we thank thee, Lord, tonight, that we believe that we have come in thy name, and that our desire is to worship thee, and particularly at this time as we seek to prepare ourselves for a coming Sabbath day, and where we will seek to remember our beloved Saviour's death till he come. O Lord God, what love he has shown toward us, that he would look upon some of us at all, that he would be willing to take our nature, to suffer in our room and in our stead, to die our death, to see him laid in the grave, to be there because of what man perceived to be their plan and purpose, not realizing that it was all part of the purpose and plan of a holy God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, most holy God, tonight we pray then that thou would prepare our hearts to consider him, to remember him as he would have us do, and to consider, O Lord, that we are indeed the most blessed and privileged of people. As we see and hear the noise in this great city, O Lord, we realize that so many are doing what is right in their own eyes, that they imagine that tomorrow will always be as today for them, and they do not see the need to seek mercy and forgiveness, for they have never seen that they are sinners before thee. And yet, even in this great, vast amount of people in this city, we believe that thine own are here also. Maybe some who are not able to publicly witness as we can, and we pray for them. We thank thee that thou art not confined to any one denomination, but thy people are thy people wherever they are. And so we pray, gracious God, that thou would pour out thy Spirit, and that there would be a quickening of souls, that there would be a cry to thee in heaven, Lord, come in mighty power, come and visit us and change and transform, convict and convert, bring about that revival that is so necessary, not just as a nation and all our nations, but as individuals as well. And truly, Lord, we have to confess that we need that revival in our own souls. Lord, it is sadly so easy for us to drift along even from communion time to communion time without giving true diligence to the march of our soul, enabled by thy Spirit. Lord, we ask then that thou would not leave us to ourselves tonight, but that thou would come in mighty power, and that we would consider him who loved us and gave himself for us, and that we would, in doing so, that we would be humbled, and that we would seek earnestly to know afresh what it is to know thee, and to rejoice in our Saviour, in our salvation. Remember any who cannot be with us for good and lawful reason this evening. We pray that thou would bless them, and if they are able to be with us tomorrow, that thou would prepare them for that, and that we here now would close our minds to all that would distract us, and that we would seek to honour thee, for thou art the one who knows our hearts and tries our reins. We may hide so much from those around us, but, O Lord God, thou art the searcher of the heart. May that, O Lord, give to us a sense of awesomeness and wonder, that thou art not cast us away, knowing something of our own inadequacies and our own sinfulness. But thou art merciful, and now we thank thee for thy grace and mercy. So be with us, prepare us for thine own day, prepare us for eternity, and the glory shall be thine in Christ. Amen. Psalm 111, verses 1 to 5, 5 stanzas. Praise ye the Lord with my whole heart, I will God's praise declare. Where the assemblies of the just and congregations are, the whole works of the Lord our God are great above all measure, sought out the hour of everyone that doth therein take pleasure. 1 to 5 of 111, praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye.
turn to the New Testament scriptures, to Paul's letter, the first letter to the Corinthians, and chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonoreth her head, for that's even all one as if she were shaven. For if the one be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. Judge in yourselves. Is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together therefore unto one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating every one taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together, do eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen. And may the Lord bless to us that reading of his own inspired and infallible word. Let us again praise him in Psalm 116, Psalm 116. And we'll take up the singing at verse 5. And 116 at verse 5. God, merciful and righteous is, ye gracious is our Lord. God saves the meek, I was brought low, he did me help afford. O thou my soul, do thou return unto thy quiet rest, for largely lo, the Lord to thee his bounty hath expressed. Could we just sing to verse 14, please? 5 to 14. Ye God, merciful and righteous is, yea, gracious is our Lord.